Good morning. Today we continue our journey through John chapter 9. In the past 2 weeks, we have seen Jesus as he encountered a man blind from birth, how Jesus healed him miraculously by sending him to wash in the pool of Siloam. The man obeyed Jesus and he returned seeing. This morning we look at what happened next. In John chapter 9, verses 13 through to 23, and the passage has three compelling movements: the Pharisees' reaction, the healed man's testimony, and his parents' fearful silence. The neighbors brought the formerly blind man to the Pharisees, and right away, verse 14 drops a detail that changes everything. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay. Every time the word Sabbath appears in John's gospel, controversy follows. The Pharisees had developed an extensive system of man-made rules governing what was permissible on the Sabbath. Using saliva to mix with dirt to form clay, as Jesus had done, was considered a violation of their rules. So rather than marveling at the miracle, they immediately labeled Jesus a sinner. Think about that. A man who had never seen a sunrise, never seen his mother's face, never seen the color of the sky, was now seeing everything. And the religious leader's first response was to file a complaint. Their legalism had blinded them to the glory right in front of their eyes. They were so committed to protecting their rules that they dismissed the evidence. They were so invested in the status quo that they could not celebrate the miracle Jesus had done. These were men who knew their Bibles. They had known Isaiah 42 verse 7, which anticipated that the coming Messiah would open blind eyes. The sign they had been waiting for was standing before them, and they rejected it. We must examine our own hearts this morning. Have we ever followed tradition to overshadow compassion? Have we ever been so focused on how things ought to be done that we missed what God was actually doing? Jesus' light shines brighter than any human rule book. Let us not be so committed to our preferences that we miss his presence. The Pharisees pressed the once blind man very hard. They questioned him, challenged him, and tried to unravel his testimony. But he stood his ground. His testimony was simple and unshakable. He, Jesus, put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. I want you to notice something beautiful here. This man was growing spiritually right before our eyes, and the pressure of interrogation was accelerating his growth. When his neighbors first asked how he could now see, he said in verse 11, "A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes." Just a man called Jesus. But now, after being questioned by the Pharisees, he described Jesus differently. He said, "He is a prophet." He was getting to know Jesus more. The pressure was not breaking him, it was building him. And his growth does not stop there. By verse 33, he told the Pharisees, "If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." And then in verse 35 through to 38, after being cast out of the synagogue, Jesus sought him out, and the man surrendered his life to Jesus, saying, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped Jesus. What a journey, from a man called Jesus, to a prophet, to a man from God, to "Lord, I believe." That is a portrait of spiritual growth forged under pressure. The lesson for each of us is this: the pressures of life must cause us to grow in Jesus, not shirk away from him. Whether the pressure comes from illness, from injustice, from rejection, or from doubt, resolve to know Jesus better. Let every hard season draw you closer to Jesus, not further away. This man also teaches us about faithful testimony. He knew that standing up for Jesus would get him expelled from the synagogue. He knew the social cost, but he had personally experienced the healing power of Christ, and he was not about to deny it. We must do the same. We must not capitulate to political correctness. We must not water down the gospel, no matter what. We who are Christians must testify faithfully concerning Jesus. Christians must speak the truth of the gospel and leave the consequences to God. The Pharisees, while still trying to discredit the miracle, summoned the man's parents. They asked them directly, "Is this your son? Was he born blind? How then does he now see?" The parents confirmed, "Yes, this is our son, and yes, he was born blind." But when it came to explain how the miracle happened, they backed away. They said, "He is of age. Ask him." Why? Verse 22 tells us plainly, they feared the Jews. In John's gospel, the Jews was a reference to the Jewish religious leaders of the day. The Jewish religious leaders had already decreed that anyone who confessed Jesus as the Christ, that is, as the Messiah, would be put out of the synagogue. And to these parents, excommunication was the worst thing imaginable. So they let their son down. Their silence was a kind of quiet betrayal. There's no record in John chapter 9 of any parental joy over their son's healing. Instead, what we have are carefully managed words designed to keep them safe. But God's word speaks to that moment. Psalm 27 verse 10 says, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me." When people fail us, even those closest to us, God will not fail us. This morning I want to speak to anyone who has been silent about Jesus because you feared the reaction. Repent of fear-driven silence. Repent of seeking human approval above God's approval. God supplies grace for rejection. God supplies grace for mockery. God supplies grace for every form of social pressure you will ever face. Be bold for Jesus. Share your faith at school, at work, in your community. Your boldness, like that of the once blind man, can shine Christ's light into someone else's darkness. A time comes when a person must choose. Will you be like the Pharisees, so bound by tradition that you miss the miracle? Will you be like the parents, so bound by fear that you stay silent? Or will you be like the once blind man, growing, testifying, and ultimately surrendering to Jesus as Lord? Today is a good day to repent of your sins. Surrender your life to Jesus. Receive his forgiveness of sins and let his light shine through you. Until we meet again next week, may Christ bless you greatly.